Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say the Cyberspace Administration of China began drafting new rules for the country's live streaming industry. These would potentially cap daily monetary spending on digital tips by viewers and limit how much streamers can receive from fans. According to data from the China Internet Network Information Center, about 70% of Chinese internet users consume live streaming services. FedEx partnered with the VTOL startup Elroy Air to test transporting packages between sorting centers with autonomous flights, starting with tests in 2023 in Fort Worth, Texas. This would use Elroy's Chaparral C1 drone, which uses a hybrid electric system to carry loads up to 500 pounds up to 300 miles. According to data from Counterpoint Research, Motorola became the third largest smartphone OEM in the U.S. in 2021, growing sales 131% on the year to a 10% market share. This rise came as LG's market share disappeared in the year as it exited the smartphone business. Apple held the number one spot with 58% and Samsung at number two with 22%. Microsoft is adding an easy way to change your default browser in Windows 11. At first, Windows 11 shipped without a simple button to switch default browsers, something that was always available in Windows 10. In the latest update to Windows 11, users can now go to the default app section, choose their browser of choice, and then choose the default. Microsoft says it plans to announce bigger changes to Windows 11 for hybrid work at an event on April 5th. Amazon announced the video calling device designed for children called Amazon Glow back in September and sold it by invite only. Now it's available to all U.S. customers, with the price increasing from $249 to $299. This includes a one-year subscription to Amazon Kids Plus. Intel will release its 12th generation Core i9-12900KS on April 5th for $739. The unlocked CPU features 16 cores split between performance and efficiency, includes 30 megabytes of L3 cache, and clocks up to 5.5 gigahertz on its max turbo frequency. The TV ratings company Nielsen Holdings agreed to sell itself to a private equity consortium led by Elliott Management and Brookfield Asset Management in a $16 billion deal. Elliott Management owned a stake in Nielsen since 2018. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority will extend its April 1st deadline for its approval of crypto operations in the country for firms that can prove they need more time. 12 firms remain on a temporary register of firms that applied for permission to operate while applications were considered. The FCA already approved 33 firms for permanent registration. The smart contact lens startup Mojo Vision says it completed its tech package for its 1.0 version of its self-contained display-enabled Mojo lens and is ready for internal testing. This version contains a battery array, motion tracking, and wireless connectivity. It requires an additional neck-worn device called a relay to do the actual processing. Google began adding support for additional markdown syntax in Google Docs on the web. This will be done through the autocorrect feature, so text and markdown will be automatically formatted in the document. Docs already supported Markdown for lists, and it will now add support for headings, links, and modifying text properties. Users can activate Markdown corrections in Preferences. The Verge's Aria Brocky reports Spotify began testing a podcast discovery feed tab in the app's bottom notification pane. This lets users swipe through cards of different shows, playing a clip of audio with dynamic transcripts for the centered card in the feed. Meta added support for shortcuts in Messenger. Using @everyone will notify everyone in the chat, while /silent will send messages without any notifications. Meta plans to add support for Pay, GIF, Shrug, and Table Flip in the coming weeks. The Google Hangouts mobile app has been removed from the Apple App Store and Google Play Store as Google continues to move everybody to Google Chat. The old version will still work if you have them installed, but they do have a big pop-up that tries to encourage you to switch over to Google Chat. According to an internal memo seen by MacRumors, Apple instructed Apple stores and Apple authorized service providers to decline repairs on iPhones reported missing in the GSMA device registry. Technicians already cannot service iPhones if customers cannot disable Find My Phone. The transcription service Otter AI added new features, including automatically transcribing meetings. Otter will provide a calendar in user accounts and letting users jump into meetings using Otter integrations with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Users can also add screenshots to transcripts. It also offers some analytics, like who spends the most time talking in meetings. Google released Chrome version 100. Aside from typical fixes and improvements, the browser refreshed its logo for the first time since 2014, removing some shadow gradients for a flatter look. The browser also removed its data saving light mode. And finally, Dyson announced a pair of air purifying, noise canceling headphones called the Dyson Zone. This uses a removable visor over the mouth to stream filtered air into the mouth and nose without direct contact. Dyson says it can filter out allergens, pollutants, and other particulates, but makes no claims on contagions. No word on exact pricing or availability, but it's expected to ship this fall. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.